Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Lee, certainly it's getting close to that time of year where people are starting to think about when the weather turns, which allows for the opportunity for communities to get a chance to fill in some potholes as a result of the winter cleanup season. Just wanted to ask you and kind of get your thoughts on where things stand with your department right now in terms of working to already prepare for the pothole season here in Western New York.
Well, as it stands right now, our town's doing the best we can to combat the holes as needed as they do pop up. If they do pop up, we have a great crew. We're out there trying to be proactive and act on those things as they come about. But ultimately, conditions change day by day. We can see potholes one day, and then where things are good, the next day you may see another pothole. It's constantly changing day by day.
What are the favorable conditions for crews in your town and other municipalities in Western New York to be able to get out and fill the potholes and do an effective job patching them up?
The best thing we can get is conditions where we don't have any snow, no rain, things like that. Quiet weather allows the crews, all of us, to get out, do the best we can to get the water out of the holes and get them treated the best we can to get the patch in there to make it most effective so the plows won't go and dig it back out and also the water won't freeze in that hole that's been covered up with the patch and pop it right back out.
How long do usually these cold patches last when you're filling in the potholes?
That can vary. It all depends on the type of weather we're getting. If we're getting a lot of freeze-thaw and rain, things like that, that can work its way back into that cold patch, patched up hole, and freeze itself right back in and, in essence, lift that cold patch right back out. And that hole could pop back up as soon as a week down the line.
Do the conditions that maybe you're looking at in the forecast favor any sort of chance of getting out and being able to address any sort of pothole or any sort of road work issues that may come up?
I can tell you right now, speaking with the other superintendents in the area and whatnot, the conditions are constantly changing day by day. North towns might be getting some snow. The south towns might be getting some decent weather to get out and do that. Each municipality is assessing it day by day as to what their operation can be, whether it be still, in some cases, snow removal and making room for more snow to getting patch crews out there to try to do the best they can and alleviate the situation. But again, it's constantly changing day by day, and the weather changes. You know, in Western New York, it can change hour by hour.
And for residents in the town of Colton, is there any sort of way that they can reach out to local government or even the highway department to be able to bring to attention maybe some issues with their local roadways that maybe they would like to see addressed when the weather gets warmer?
If they have any questions regarding potholes, they are more than welcome to call my office, and we can certainly guide them in the right way as to which entity that pothole falls under for jurisdiction and help make notification on that. And if something, of course, arises on our roads, we will do our best to respond and get it taken care of as quick as we can.